Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Michael.
大家好，我是 Anna.
Michael. Today, Anna? Yes, Anna.
Styrofoam.
Styrofoam.
为什么宝丽龙这个字不叫 polyfoam?
Why are we talking about styrofoam?
没有啊，我在想说，你提到那个什么热咖啡都是用宝丽龙装的。
Mm-hmm.
You know what? We can hardly see cups made of styrofoam nowadays,、mm-hmm. you know, in Taiwan.
Yeah, probably
not. 很少耶，很少。
It's not so popular anymore. Plus, a lot of people like to drink bigger cups, right? And it might be difficult to make a larger styrofoam cup. It might not be as strong as a paper cup. So that's why, you know, when you go to a Starbucks, you get like this really big cup of coffee.
But you know what? I have a question.
Yes.
You know the lid?The lid,
the lid they put on top of your coffee.
对对对、yeah. 就是那个盖子。Do we have to recycle the lids?
I think so. I mean, you don't have to. The police won't come and get you. But you should. Yeah, and you can. They're made of plastic, and you can recycle them just like other plastic bottles.
Are they safe?
Why、
People、
would
told
they
me
be
they're,
safe?
They're not safe.
Why?
There are many kinds of plastics.
Uh-huh.
And、maybe number 5 is safe?
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Interesting. I don't know. I try to recycle as much as I can, so that's what I would generally do. Anyways, let'scheck in with Brian and Jeffrey. They're going to be buying some coffee,、
oh,
and、
really?
We're going to be joining them. So、okay. let's check it out right now.
The power of green.
I just love coffee to go.
Well, you shouldn't drink hot coffee with the lid on.
Why? What's wrong with it?
Check the number on the lid. Is it number 3, 6, or 7?
It's a number 6. Why? Does it matter?
Those numbers mean the lid is toxic. They are horrible for your health.
I didn't know that.
Foam cups are also bad for us and the planet. New York City is even trying to ban them.
From now on, I'll use my own cup from home.
Good idea.
Red power!
Coffee. Pamela ordered coffee with a kink while studying in the cafe. Lid. Putting a lid on a cup.Can keep a hot drink warm. Putting a lid on a cup can keep a hot drink warm. Horrible. Teddy's old car made a horrible sound when he turned it on. Planet. We have to work hard to save the planet by recycling.
Okay, so our friends Brian and Jeffrey are having breakfast together, and Jeffrey says, I just love coffee to go.
Huh?
All right.
Coffee to go?
He's a big fan of coffee. When you get something to go, well, we'll get to that later. Let's first explain coffee. Coffee is something most people know. It's a hot drink, although you can drink it cold, but it's made hot usually. And you put water through some roasted and ground bean-like seeds of a plant. So there's this plant called the coffee bush, and they take the little beans that grow on it. They dry them out and then...Break them into tiny little pieces,
Michael,
mix it with hot water,
Michael,
and that's coffee.
Michael, please don't complicate this word. Just、
What?
Say coffee.
Okay.
Is enough.
Well, sure, but some people might not know where does coffee come from.
Right? 你这样说，这样子搞的，人家
beans.
对，人家本来想说，哎， coffee 不是 coffee 吗？结果你讲了一大堆，哦，但到底是什么？哦，原来 coffee 就是咖啡的意思。那你知道 caffeine 是什么？ caffeine啊。
Caffeine. You're
right,
talking about caffeine.
Caffeine.
Okay, caffeine. Our example sentence reads, Pamela ordered coffee with a cake while studying in the cafe.
所以这个字其实就是像有一些单字啊，如果我们直接给一个中文的话，大概就很快。 Coffee, 你大概听到英文的时候就想到可能是咖啡吧。 可是另外一个字的咖啡里面或茶里面的咖啡因，甚至其实可乐里面听说都有哦。那个 caffeine, caffeine, 我这样拼对吗？
All right, and they're getting the coffee to go. To go means they're going to take it away. They're not going to drink the coffee in the store or the restaurant. They're going to buy it there, but then leave with it. Maybe, you know, go to the park or take it back to their home or back to school, but they're not going to enjoy the coffee in the restaurant or store where they bought it. They're getting it to go.
所以to go在这边不是什么要去咖啡的，不是那个意思，而是外带的意思。Something to go就指的是要外带什么什么东西，而不是在店里面用。 那如果我要说在店里用怎么讲？ If I want to drink the coffee just inside the restaurant, not to go, what do I say?
Oh, you'd probably say I'll have it for here.
For here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For here. 在这边用. To go.
Yes, that's right.
So I can change the sentence into I just love coffee for here.
No, that would sort of be obvious.
我也是觉得很怪。
If you're in a restaurant, you know, it's kind of expected you might have it there.
Right.
Yeah. Brian says, well, you shouldn't drink hot coffee with the lid on. Okay, that's a good warning from Brian. He's telling Jeffrey, be careful. Don't drink hot coffee with the lid. The lid is something you'll often get on a drink when you buy it to go. A lid is a cover. You put it on the top of a container like a bottle or a cup or a can or something like that. And it's to make sure that if you hit the coffee or move it too quickly, it won't spill out. It won't go on your hand or go on the floor or your clothes because there's a lid. There's a sort of a top on there and it will stop it from spilling out. Lid is spelled L-I-D, L-I-D.
对啊，所以不管其实是冷饮或者是热饮啦，像是买饮料的时候，多半会有一个盖子，在英文当中就是这个字。不过像我们台湾人有时候对于长音短音就是会比较分得不是那么清楚，你不能说lid， 而是要说 lid, L-I-D 这个短音。好，那如果盖了盖子的话，就比较不会 spill out， 东西就不会洒出来啦。
And Jeffrey is a little confused. He's never heard this warning or he's never had someone tell him, don't drink coffee with a lid. So he says, why? What's wrong with it? What's wrong with drinking coffee with a lid?
对啊，重点是喝热咖啡的时候 with 附带的状况是 the lid on 是盖着盖子的，盖着这个盖子，这个这有什么不对吗？ No, what's wrong with it?
And Brian tells him, check the number on the lid. Okay, so if you look at the lid, on top of it, there'll be a small number kind of written into the lid, and the numbers can be different, of course. Brian says, is it number 3, 6, or 7? So he wants to know, which number is it, 3, 6, or 7, or is it any one of these numbers?
对啊，就是它上面是写几号呢？这个几号的意思不是大小形状，而是这个塑胶材质本身是属于哪一种的。 是哪一款的？是三号那一种的成分呢？六号还是七号呢？或者也有其他什么一号、二号啊？这个五号啊、四号都有。那到底比较常用的，可能看见的是三、六、七之类的。结果发现，哎，是六号，哎，It's number six. No, why does it matter? 那几号有什么很重要的吗？
Right. Why does it matter? It's sort of like why is it important? And Brian explains these numbers mean the lid is toxic. They are horrible for your health. Oh, my gosh. If something is toxic, it's kind of the same as saying it has poison in it. There's something in there that's really bad for your body, that's really bad for people or animals or plants. Something toxic could kill you or at least make you sick. So something about the lid is toxic. It's not good for your body.
对啊，怎么会这样子？那既然都是塑胶有不同的材质，为什么做盖子的人会用这个六号呢？我真是百思不得其解。Anyways, 如果是三号、六号或七号的话，指的是这种材质是 toxic, 是有毒的，里面有 poison, poison 就是毒、毒素的意思。
And Brian says, they are horrible for your health. Something horrible is very, very bad. All right, it just means very bad. For example, we could say Teddy's old car made a horrible sound when he turned it on. Teddy's old car made a horrible sound when he turned it on. So maybe he'll have to get it fixed or buy a new car.
所以我们对于可怕的、恐怖的这个字的认知，如果是用到了Horrible 的话，那个程度是非常糟糕的。Horrible, 很糟糕，很恐怖的，对身体非常非常不好的耶。
Before we move on, we should spell that H-O-R-R-I-B-L-E. H-O-R-R-I-B-L-E. Now this is news for Jeffrey. He says, I didn't know that. He didn't know that the lids were toxic and they're bad for you.Brian has something else to tell him. Brian says, foam cups are also bad for us and the planet. Yes, the foam cups that Anna was talking about at the beginning, styrofoam cups, they are kind of bad for us. That's why they don't use them very much anymore for hot drinks. And they're also bad for the planet. The planet is the world, the Earth, this big ball in space that we all live on. Okay, so when we talk about cleaning up the planet,We talk about keeping the earth nice and clean.
所以其实啊，像我们说到这个，不管是这个三六七号的塑胶盖子有没有毒，或者说呢，我们一开始在讲的那个宝丽龙 styrofoam， 宝丽龙这个材质呢，其实对健康还有对整个 planet 它本来是行星的意思，当然对我们来说 the planet。就是 the earth, 当然指的就是地球咯。对地球来说，对健康来说，都是很不好的耶。
Our example sentence for planet reads, We have to work hard to save the planet by recycling. We have to work hard to save the planet by recycling. And Brian adds, New York City is even trying to ban them. So New York City and all of New York City, they're trying to ban foam cups or styrofoam cups.Because they're bad for people, but more importantly, they're very bad for the planet.
So, New York City trying to stop people from using foam cups?
That's right. They're trying to stop stores, restaurants, places like that from selling hot drinks in styrofoam cups. Because the thing with styrofoam is once you throw it away, it will stay there in the garbage or just sitting on the earth for a long time.
For...A million years?
Well, maybe not a million, but maybe 100 years. And if it breaks down, it's very poisonous. So it will kill a lot of the animals or get into the water, and it will be very dangerous. It's very toxic.
Right. 所以为什么纽约市啊，它现在其实正要想尽办法来 ban, 要禁止大家使用宝丽龙这种材质。所谓的 ban, B-A-N, ban, 在这里当动词指的是禁止。不准的意思。
And Jeffrey says, well, from now on, I'll use my own cup from home. Well, that's a good idea. From now on means from this time into the future, he's going to change. He's going to bring his own cup from home, which is a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
You can save the garbage and you can drink it from a healthier thing, a healthier, cleaner thing. So that is a good idea.
所以从什么时候开始干脆自己带杯子呢？从现在就开始。所以英文当中的从现在开始就是 from now on. From now on, 时间副词哦。
Okay, well that is a really good idea. I know a lot of people who kind of carry a cup around or a bottle around in their bag. And yeah, a lot of places, if you go and order a coffee or a drink, if you have your own cup,They're quite happy to put the drink in your own cup. And that's a really good idea if you can do that.
而且还可以 save money.
And you can sometimes save money too, that's right.
$5 or so?
Yeah, I guess. Sometimes they won't charge you for the price of the cup,
right.
Which is really good for you. And it also saves you from having to throw it into the garbage.
不过啊，我们在明天的这个对话当中，明天的故事里面还会再继续聊一聊有关于Recycling, 回收的别的国家的一些做法哦。
听话小聚会。 Hi everyone, I'm Lana. 现在是 A Plus 小聚会的心理测验时间。当你中了10万元现金大奖时，你会 A 把10万元拿去购物花光光 ，B 存下来 ，C 捐出去给公益团体。如果你选的是 A， 那恭喜你，你身上有购物狂基因哦。就算你不是购物狂，如果你的妈妈、姐姐、姑姑、阿姨热爱血拼，在国外购物时就很有机会可以退税哦。不过各国的退税门槛金额不一，这时你就要问店家 How much must I spend to get a tax refund? How much must I spend to get a tax refund? 我必须消费多少金额才能退税？ Tax T-A-X 指的就是税金， Refund R-E-F-U-N-D 退款的意思，所以 Tax Refund 就是退税。其实不一定要到国外购物才用得上这句话哦，像便利商店都利用几点活动来敛财啊。你也可以问 How much must I spend to get a sticker? 我必须消费多少钱才能拿到一点呢？或是什么满额赠啊， How much must I spend to get the gift? 我必须消费多少钱才能得到赠品呢？好啦，我要考你们咯。今天的小聚会是3、2、1，对， How much must I spend to get a tax refund? 明天见，拜拜。
啦啦 ，The floor is so wet。
啊，哪里哪里？可是我刚刚检查，这个冷气也没有漏水啊。
房间的地板上怎么会湿哒哒的呢？
不是啦，我是说那个外面下雨，你看地上都湿哒哒的啦吼。
相信大家都对 floor 这个字不陌生吧，就是指地上的意思啊。可是你知道吗，英文原来地上还要分这个室外和室内的说法诶。没错，像是我们比较熟悉的 floor 就是室内的地板或是地上，像是 bedroom floor 房间的地上啦， classroom floor 这个教室的地上。唉，像是妈妈每次看到我房间地上很乱都会说， Look at all this mess on the floor.Can you pick up your clothes off the floor? 那我个人呢，其实还有另外一个很怪的恐惧症，就是我超怕走进浴室内，发现地板都湿哒哒的。I am so scared of wet bathroom floors. 可是如果要说外面下雨，地上很湿，就不能说 the floor is wet, 要用 ground.Ground 就是室外的地上哦。那如果呢要用地底下，因此我们就会说 underground， 像是地下通道就是 underground passage。那像是野餐的时候呢，我们都会怎么样？ We all sit down on the ground in the park， 坐在公园的地上。另外呢，像是从地下的洞穴探出来的土拨鼠，英文就叫做 groundhog， 是不是很可爱呢？找个例句吧， Look at that cute groundhog popping in and out of holes in the ground.
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
所以如果要说外面的地上很湿，就不能用 floor， 而是要用 ground 表示室外的地面哦。所以你可以这么说， The ground is all wet after the rain.
The power of green.
I just love coffee to go.
Well, you shouldn't drink hot coffee with the lid on.
What? What's wrong with it?
Check the number on the lid. Is it number 3, 6, or 7?
It's a number 6. Why? Does it matter?
Those numbers mean the lid is toxic. They are horrible for your health.
I didn't know that.
Foam cups are also bad for us and the planet. New York City is even trying to ban them.
From now on, I'll use my own cup from home.
Good idea.
Coffee. Coffee. Pamela ordered coffee with a cake. while studying in the cafe. Pamela ordered coffee with a cake while studying in the cafe. Lid. Lid. Putting a lid on a cup can keep a hot drink warm. Putting a lid on a cup can keep a hot drink warm. Horrible. Horrible. Teddy's old car made a horrible sound when he turned it on. Teddy's old car made a horrible sound when he turned it on. Planet. Planet. We have to work hard to save the planet by recycling. We have to work hard to save the planet by recycling.